We had pulled up in front of a large villa which stood within its own grounds. A stable boy had run out to the horse's head, and springing down I followed Holmes up the small winding gravel drive which led to the house. As we approached, the door flew open, and a little blonde woman stood in the opening, clad in some sort of light mousseline de soie, with a touch of fluffy pink chiffon at her neck and wrists. She stood with her figure outlined against the flood of light, one hand upon the door, one half raised in her eagerness, her body slightly bent, her head and face protruded, with eager eyes and parted lips. A standing question.
"Well?" she cried. "Well?"
And then, seeing that there were two of us, she gave a cry of hope, which sank into a groan as she saw that my companion shook his head and shrugged his shoulders.
"No good news?"
"None."
"No bad?"
"No."
"Thank God for that. But come in. You must be weary, for you have had a long day."
"This is my friend, Dr. Watson. He has been of most vital use to me in several of my cases, and a lucky chance has made it possible for me to bring him out and associate him with this investigation."
"I am delighted to see you,"
said she, pressing my hand warmly.
"You will, I am sure, forgive anything that may be wanting in our arrangements when you consider the blow which has come so suddenly upon us."
"My dear madam," said I am an old campaigner, and if I were not, I can very well see that no apology is needed. If I can be of any assistance, either to you or to my friend here, I shall be indeed happy."